You are listening to the Hey Kids Comics Radio Show, broadcast through the facilities of Trent Radio on 92.7 CFFF-FM in Peterborough, Canada.
Hey kids!
I'm Batman.
Look, up in the sky! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's dance-off, bro! Me and you!
Hello and welcome to Hey Kids Comics. I'm your host, Dan Collins.
Hey there, this is Martin Bruda.
Chris Gill.
Hi, I'm Sam Tweedle. I could talk about Archie forever.
The biggest bane to my existence right now is Shield number 9.
They know that I would have put it under my shirt and ran off.
What are you talking about? I haven't seen any Action Comics number 1.
Gwenpool, I mean Spider-Gwen, the whole heat and stuff, this is going to be worth a few bucks. And nobody wanted it.
Yes, Dan, the Killing Joke does need to be R-rated.
I kind of like punching the walls of reality as a way to bring a character back because nobody knows what we're talking about right now.
Dark Knight Strikes Back was one of the biggest piles of dung ever, and it was what, $10 an issue?
We need to shame Sam. He is not here because he's gone to the Gem and the Holograms movie.
Hello and welcome to Hey Kids Comics. I'm Dan Collins.
I'm Adam Bishop.
And I'm Chris Ellis.
All right.
Happy Friday, guys.
Happy Friday. You know, this week, I'm really enjoying my new job. And normally, the week just flies by and it's the weekend before I know it. But this week, every single morning at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm lying in bed going, is it Saturday yet? Ugh. So this was a long, 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 rough week for me. So happy weekend.
That's true.
Yeah. Ever since I switched from retail, I've had weekends off. And
you guys got any of those jobs for me?
For like 17 years now, I haven't worked weekends.
Chris is me in the future.
And yeah. It's
17
nice.
Years. That's my retail career so far.
Sorry, man.
That's okay.
I'm old.
Well, I mean, Adam's done 17 years at one job.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's fine.
I wasn't sure where we were going with that.
I worked like 15 years retail between the two jobs.
I look fine. It's okay. It's
He's definitely not attempting suicide in here right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you had to work in retail, like, you work at a pretty cool place.
Yeah, and I get to see comic book stuff as well, which is nice.
Yeah. Yep. Don't try to get us on topic. You're going to get kicked off the show permanently if you keep trying to get us on topic. I'm going to put my foot down.
Yeah, they're action figures. They're fine.
I just, went into one of the EBs in town today, and I was just having this weird, like, after escaping retail, going into a store like EB that's just packed full of so much stuff, like my mind stopped being able to process it while I worked in retail. And now when I look at it, I'm just like, holy bananas. Like, there is so much stuff here. I can't even look at everything in here.
I think that's any retail or any specialty store now is an everything store.
Yeah.
You go into, I'm trying to think of somewhere, I don't know. Oh, well, I was going to say Shoppers Drug Mart, where there's like a Funko Pop standee in the middle of the cosmetic aisle, and you're like, why? Why is this here?
But because, I still look through it.
Because you need something to look at while somebody else is grabbing. Like,
somebody else is buying makeup or getting cold
exactly.
medication.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. You need something to do.
So that's exactly why they're at them. That is why.
When I was in Walmart, they had a standee up, which was filled with Walmart exclusive ones.
Oh, yeah.
Of like Chrome Thanos in green, purple, blue, yellow. And I'm thinking, there's a poor soul who came in here. He's like, I need all five of these colors of this one pop.
And then he went to your work afterwards looking for the one that is an exclusive there.
Yeah.
It's possible.
That was one thing I never got into was the pops. I mean, I've got like tons of stuff. I mean, I have. I don't know, it's probably a 10 by 10 room with a closet, and it is jammed. Like, I mean, I've got like G.I. Joe and Transformers, and then I've got like Power Rangers stuff and like 17,000 comic books. Mm-hmm. It's all packed into this tiny little room with like a little futon. And
is that where you're forced to sleep?
Not yet. Maybe if I keep leaving the boxes all around the house, I might have to eventually. But but that was one thing that I was just like, they're cool to look at, but I just kind of was like, yep, they're cool. And that's where I left them, right there on the shelf in the store. But okay. Man, people love them. It's like the Beanie Babies of the.
That's
like,
what I say.
Here's
like, this can be worth so much. I'm like, is it?
Here's how pops get you. Here's how pops get you.
Okay.
Your first pop, you're like, oh, that is super amazing. That's a character I never expected to see something of, and you buy it. And then your second pop, you're like, oh, well, I've already got one, so like this one's cool too. And then you see, like, you know, like I bought the entire James Bond set that was out. And it was because I like James Bond movies.
The one that just came out?
No, the ones from like last year. I know there was another set coming out.
Just today.
So, just today. Well, guess where I'm going tomorrow.
Or yesterday, I can't remember.
So, and then, but after you get like maybe five or six, then you're just like, oh, that's a movie I've seen. I'll buy that pop. Oh, yeah. Like, you get to the point where it's just, it's not even that's a movie I like, just that's a movie I've seen.
Oh, yeah, Stranger Things. Ooh, I need that. No,
that's okay. Like, that is what's killing the pop business, is wave after wave after wave from the same franchises. Like, Stranger Things probably have 30 to 40 pops out.
Yeah.
Harry Potter probably has 60 to 70 pops out if you collected the older ones.
And now they're releasing them in their Yule outfits. Like, it's the winter time.
Well, and because, like, with the... Are you talking about Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, the last wave was, like, their movie number three wave or something. So, like, they're releasing, like, a wave from each movie. And then you got, like, Fortnite. How many Fortnite pops were there? And here's the thing, marketing people. Fortnite is a game that children love to play, not buy pop vinyls and look at.
Yeah, but parents buy them for the kids. You see how that works.
Not that many.
It's the grandmothers now who are like, he likes Fortnite. What should I get?
And you're like,
what's his favorite character? Which one of these 47 people is his favorite character?
All of them. Buy them all.
I don't know, ma'am.
My favorite pop figure worked. I was just like, this is such a cash grab, was the Batman villains ones, where they just had the Batman mold and then just repainted them as like the Penguin dressed up as Batman.
You know, yeah, really? But I thought that was kind of at least interesting.
Just a palette swap where you're
but
like, oh,
it's still interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I was a teen in the 90s, right? So I went
through. Are you talking about Pogs?
No, I was going to go with the X-Men, the X-Figures that they had. I mean, they released some pretty wild ones. Like, I mean, people who had, like, one first appearance, like, and they were like, hey, cool, buy Gideon. And everybody's like, who the heck is Gideon? And why do I even care? And, it was kind of the same sort of thing. Or, like, they'd have 26 different, man, I'm popping pretty hard tonight. They've got like 26 different versions of Wolverine.
Oh, you know, so many.
They've got him in the brown and yellow costume, and then they got him in the yellow and blue costume. And
you have the one that the mask isn't on his face, the
exactly.
one that it is.
And we got battle damage Wolverine, and we got like, oh, we're going to have the one where he's mutating Wolverine. And it was like, what is the point of all this?
I still think that the Batman animated series toys went way further than the X-Men toys. Because you had downhill Alpine Batman, where he's like has a white suit and he has the skis, and he's just like, oh, and he's like, Mr. Freeze has come to get Batman. He's like, oh, well, let's ski down this mountain.
Nice. Well, that was like the Batman toys from like the movies, right? You had him wearing so I've got some Batman stuff. So we actually have, I think my son was actually one of his toys. We got it at a yard sale, but it's like Fire Batman. So like the top half of his costume is like. Neon orange. It's like, bam, Hunter Orange. Watch out for Batman.
Pretty sure they had like a camo pants. Red Batman as well.
Oh, they had everything. And it's like, man, he wore one costume in the movie and he drove two cars. Why is there like 14 vehicles for Batman to drive? And we won't talk about Superman's helicopter and stuff. Oh, like, what is the point of that stuff?
Why does Superman need a helicopter?
Does Superman need
Superman
anything?
Can fly. Yeah. Come on.
Going back to the pop vinyls, you know, like I can't, I think one of my first ones was like, Piccolo from Dragon Ball.
Okay.
And like I bought like two or three and then, you know what happens is you see a chase and you're like, oh, a chase. And so you buy that and then you're like, well, if I got the chase, I might as well buy the whole set because otherwise I'm an idiot.
See, the only set I have all of is Rocko's Modern Life, and that was only two, so...
See, that makes it easy to collect. Like,
yeah.
My son, he bought one, I forget even where we were, maybe Walmart, and it was Storm Shadow.
Who's that?
From G.I. Joe.
Okay.
The guy in the white costume. Anyways, he saw it and he's like, oh man, I gotta have this. So then it was like, well, are you gonna buy like Snake Eyes to offset the set? Like, because that's kind of, they kind of come as a pair, right? Yeah. It's, you know, and no, he was like, no, I don't need it. Because he got the one for $5 and then the rest were like 15 to 20. And he's like, yeah, I don't need Snake Eyes that bad, Dad.
I think the worst thing about the Funko Pops now is, I don't know if you two are aware. Well, you might be. They have board games now that come with smaller figures that are between the size of the keychains and the regular figures.
Okay.
But it's on the box. It says Funkoverse. And at that point, I just wanted to slam my face against the wall. Yeah, and I was like, oh, it's a universe now.
Nice.
Speaking of universes, do you want to segue into something? I'm not done yet, so let's go back. The last thing I want to say is I've managed to ditch the Funkos, and I've only bought two probably in the last year. Two for me. I buy some for Tabitha.
When you said ditch them, do you mean like offload them?
No, like I stopped buying
habit.
Them.
He broke the habit.
They're on a shelf.
Yep.
I broke the habit. And the only two that I've bought in the past year was two Johnny Cash ones because I'm a huge Johnny Cash fan. So, and one of those I saw in your store. Mm-hmm. And then the other one I saw randomly at like Mind Games or something in Belleville. And it was a little beat up, which is normally, you know, normally I don't buy a beat up ones because I keep them in the box.
Really?
For space reasons.
When people
mostly.
Comment like, oh, this one's a little dinged up, I flip over to the bottom and I go, yeah, right here it shows you how to recycle the box. You take the plastic off, and that goes to the Ooh. Garbage.
That's because you're an a-hole.
Like, oh, yeah, right here. Like, oh, you don't
you're
worry about
You're that
it.
Guy. Like, yeah. No, mint on card.
Oh, no, I'll open all my stuff.
Yeah, well, like, I don't take them out. I don't take them out because it's hard to display them. And they look fine in the box. And I could also have like a tower just stacked up the wall and like the 1 foot of free space on the wall.
Does sunlight touch them?
Sunlight no. doesn't touch them.
Okay, good. Because they get bleaching.
Yeah. But so, two Johnny Cash ones that I've bought in the past year. For myself, actually, that I'm lying because I buy my kids pops all the time. So much so that if I tell them that I have a surprise for them,
they already know.
They'll say, can I play with it? And if I say no, then they're like, oh, it's a pop vinyl. So
wait, you don't let them open them?
They can open, okay, yeah, but they mean like play like a toy.
Oh,
like,
is it articulate?
Yeah, you know, like can I do? Because they still like I bought them some Pokemon ones, and they
smack
take them
their
out.
Heads around if it's Disney property.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, twice they can smack the head twice before the head breaks.
Pops off.
Yeah, because oh, no. I usually buy Hulk ones for Cooper because he likes the Hulk,
mm-hmm.
and you know, but 20 seconds after he gets them, the spring is. Tilted Sprung. To the side so his head's crooked.
So the best thing about the pop figures, you know the mystery minis? Okay, so they're probably the ones in the board games, but they're smaller. Mm-hmm. If you rip off the head off the mystery mini and put it on the standard size one, mm-hmm. it's the right scale.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I have a Cable mystery mini and the big Cable, and I swap their heads and they...
So not only do you take them out of the box...
and recycle the boxes because I like the environment.
You literally take the heads off. Did you put the super
off.
Huge head on the other one?
I did.
What's that guy's name from Toy Story? The guy who was like mangling all the toys. Spike or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Adam
Bishop.
Adam
Bishop.
Yeah. Well, you can do that with Marvel Legends. You just pop
toy
up.
Toy killer.
So now we'll pretend that we just made that segue to Funkoverse. Segue into the Chapterverse.
Oh.
Because just news that some Chapter House Chapterverse comics are finally going to be making it out in trade.
Very. I saw Martin was very excited about that.
I think three of them should be coming out next week, I believe is what I saw. And then the rest are for the end of January. But the three that are coming out next week are... I know we've said this many times on the show, but they're here. They're actually, there was Andrew Thomas, I believe, posted a picture of himself holding the physical copies. So
nice.
The copies are here. So that'll be cool. I don't know if Captain Canuck Volume 1, that's probably one of them. And I'm not going to buy that for the fourth time because I've bought it every other time they've released it. So I'll wait that one out, but I'll buy the other ones.
Is number 15 in that? Or did they just like gloss over
number 15 of
the first series?
The first series? No. Yeah. That's just
That'd be
that
the
one.
First four
number
issues?
15 is in the Chapter House omnibus they released of the classic Captain Canuck a while ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's the only way to get it, unless you have $800.
I do not.
I mean, you do, just not for that.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that that might lead to
sleeping on that futon.
A lot less stuff in my house, like family.
Oh. So that was the only segue I have all day.
Segue you have all day?
I have a segue mentioning... Where'd you see it? Facebook?
What?
I don't know.
But tell me what to say so you can segue.
Yeah.
Facebook.
On Facebook, Hey Kids Comics' own Martin Bruda shared the link of Evan Quiring, I think his last name is, his comic Lucha Mystery, which looks amazing. And yeah. I didn't even know about it, so I'm happy that Martin shared it. But it's going to be, it's like issue 3 is coming. And that's from Studio Comic Press, and it's going to be available on Comixology and Drive Through Comics. So now I have 3 issues I need to track down.
Yeah.
Because I love
it. Oh, well, I mean, you can buy it digitally today. Now, see, I own issue number 1 digitally.
How is it?
It's fun. I haven't bought the other ones. It's not porn.
You
were
going
to ask, is it porn? Is it porn?
No, it wasn't.
No. I mean, there's some... There's a mildly scantily clad woman, but she's not naked.
It's wrestling, so as you
yes.
were.
Yes, it's wrestling. So, and we've talked about this on the show before, probably an episode. You have to
of
have
this?
Heard it. You're our number one fan.
I listened to, but I marathon it while I was walking to work. So
yes, you probably almost got hit by a car or something as you were walking during the segment where we talked about these comics, and that's why you missed it.
On Monaghan, yes, I almost get hit by cars every day.
No.
But yeah, like because issue number 1, Donovan Yatsik did the colors,
okay.
And so I have that one digitally. And I believe Marty way back, like probably 2 years ago or something, where he was talking about how he wanted to buy these ones, but the shipping was too much.
Oh.
But now, Evan is getting them printed by Alfonso. So they're closer and the shipping isn't nearly as much because he's out west, I believe.
Okay.
So it was fun. I definitely need to, I keep meaning to, pick up issue number 2 on Comixology. So now I'll have to do that.
Maybe I'll just grab them that way.
Yeah.
If shipping is expensive.
Well, it was before, but now he's switched suppliers. Do you listen to anything I say?
Yeah, I
some,
do.
Some stuff.
I was looking at the pretty pictures.
Pop vinyls!
you're pre-thinking up your next segue.
Me? No.
Yeah, he's already, he is. Totally is.
I don't have any segues.
No segues?
Do you remember segues, the vehicles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what happened to those?
George Bush died. Fell off and they discontinued them.
Right? Yeah. Like, that was the biggest thing for, like,
rich people.
5 years.
Yeah.
And then it was supposed to be the future of transportation.
No, yeah. That's the Dewey Mobiles are now.
Well, people
you
started.
Like calling them
that? I don't know what you're talking about,
oh,
but that sounds gross.
The scooters that are on this, that people drive, like, on the
you
roads.
Mean the e-bikes?
The DUI cycles.
Yeah, see? The DUI. Well, I can't drive a car anymore. I might as well get this. Did you not know that's what they're... That's the nickname for them.
No, we have to apologize to all our listeners.
I'm sorry. Just don't read your comics while you're driving.
Yeah, that's bad. Especially digitally.
Yeah. Dan just shaking his head again.
Well, you can read your comics while you're driving if you have a... Have a Tesla smart car.
This is true.
I know a guy in Edmonton that has a smart car that he doesn't like it, and it's self-driving.
Yeah.
Self-driving smart car. That's the future. The future has arrived.
Yeah. It had to happen sooner or later.
Yeah. I thought the future was going to be universal basic income. Or, was it a mega block? I was hoping for a mega block.
The future to be a mega block?
Yeah, like just mega blocks from Judge Dredd.
I haven't seen Judge Dredd.
Oh my God.
I know.
Yeah, it's a mega block is a city block, but it's just one big building. And it houses, what, 20,000?
Does that exist?
Yeah.
Yeah, 20,000.
Does that
people.
Exist in, like, China?
Probably. Or, I was going to say Dubai, but they have much nicer buildings than what's featured in Judge Dredd.
Yeah, Judge Dredd's a little sketchy. I mean, it is supposed to be.
You've never seen Dredd, the movie?
No, so never good. Seen. I mean, watch
the one with Carl Urban.
Yes.
Maybe I watched it back in like 96
or something.
No.
That's Stallone.
I know.
Dredd.
I know.
Oh, okay. I am the law.
I've never seen the new one.
No? Oh, he doesn't take off his helmet.
It's awesome.
Yep.
It's fantastic. It didn't do that well in theaters, but it has like a super cult following now. Like so many people are, you know, watching it and praising it that they're actually trying to make get a sequel or something. Yeah. And
I know he said that he would come for a TV series. Like he's like, yeah. I'm on board.
Yeah. Which is good because he's not like a super huge name like Stallone either. So for him to do a TV series, because that's kind of what he does.
Well, now there is, well, I could say a lot of actors, they're not considered TV series anymore. It's just like, yeah. It's an internet show.
Here's your Netflix series.
Yeah, which I started watching Living With Myself, I think it's called, the Paul Rudd series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's Paul Rudd doing like a television series, so.
Him and himself?
Yes, he got cloned.
But the thing is that Netflix can afford to pay them movie star prices for.
Netflix has so like, much debt, it's ridiculous. Because they have to, it's fine. Because they have to take like bank loans out to produce the movies, but they get their subscriptions back or the payments. So they always have income, but you have to spend all that money to keep.
You got to spend money to make money.
Yeah.
And increase your price. I was going to say the Disney Plus. When does that come out? That's soon, right? In Canada?
You know what would be a hilarious twist? What? Is if all those scam emails you're getting saying like, your Netflix password has expired. Please click here and insert your credit card information. If that was from Netflix trying to get extra money from you. Like they're behind the scams trying to just get some extra money.
So they can produce another Adam Sandler movie.
Which do really well.
They do. And actually...
Did you watch the Murder
How?
No.
How really, do they do really well? Good. Adam Sandler People is not them. Funny anymore.
What? Have you not heard him do his like little kid baby voice in the news?
I haven't seen the murder mystery one. That one I am mildly interested in, yeah. Just because I like murder mystery stuff. So, but like,
it was no, that's my boy.
Oh man,
which isn't a super inappropriate movie.
They're all just an embarrassment looking back on them.
It's true. I remember asking my one of my teachers who taught a class if she was going to go see The Waterboy, and she was like, no. Because it was offensive to, like, kids. Mm-hmm. And, well, anybody. And the same with Little Nicky. Like, yeah, he just plays offensive characters all the time.
But isn't that what comedians do?
It is.
Like, isn't that what they're there to kind of push the boundaries?
It's to make you forget all the troubles in the world and make you laugh at something you shouldn't. And it's okay.
Until it's not.
Yep.
Yeah, disagree.
When can we
disagree?
I want to reclaim. What Adam Sandler movie do I want? I like Grandma's Boy, but he wasn't in that.
When you're trying to come up with an offensive movie that you want to reclaim, it's time to segue into the next porn comic segment, Adam.
I was going to say, I haven't looked at any of my comics. I did rebag and board a bunch of them, though. Because they just had like the old bags on them that weren't resealable.
And it all started to turn yellow.
Yes. I had to put Martin's aside for him.
Oh?
Martin's porn comics?
Yep. He's like, Adam, those are your doubles. Give them to me. To go with his others.
Give me your doubles, Adam. You know what? I can't believe that I meant to start the show off by being like, Marty and Chris aren't here tonight because they're at Chris's wedding rehearsal.
Yep.
And then I was going to segue into wedding comics, wedding issues of comics.
Remember when Deadpool got married?
But I'm too stupid and I forgot.
Yeah. Right now, Martin is preparing a speech, which he's going to try and insert as many Captain Canuck references into.
So nobody's going to get the references.
Yeah.
Except maybe like the three of us.
Who's a villain in Captain Canuck?
Mr. Gold.
Yeah, Mr. Gold.
Mr. Gold?
Yeah.
Why Mr. Gold?
That's his name.
What does he do?
George Goldman.
What does he do, though?
It depends which series you're talking about. In the original, nothing. He's just a bad guy. In the new one, he has gold powers.
I was going to say, does he steal gold like people stealing copper off of, like, buildings?
Yes. Yes. He's a two-bit drug dealer stealing copper from a construction
what
site.
What kind of crime is in Canada?
It's not a real Canada, but it's a Canada where there's a supervillain and a superhero, okay?
You're taking our maple syrup, eh?
I'm going to chuck my hockey puck in my beer bottle at you. Take off, you hoser.
Oh, okay. Somebody stole the transport truck full of toques.
Oh, better grab the two force. sorry, Dan.
I went to the Olympics and someone stole the loonies out of the ice rinks.
Better grab the toonie. Oh, wow.
We need one of those. We're having
that's
technical.
That's enough of that.
We need a thing that plays. We're having technical difficulties and does a song for 5 minutes.
The elevator music? Get thrown off the air for making fun of Canada.
Oh, wow. Oh. That went downhill fast. True. So I'm not even gonna segue. I'm just gonna jump into it. So I was
before you jump into it. I would just like to say that that's the I haven't laughed this hard while not intoxicated in 10 years. So
you're welcome, Dan.
Yeah.
Segue away.
You know how you're not allowed to get, the laws in the States, or I don't even know if it's a law, the American flag can't touch the ground?
Yeah.
When a maple leaf falls off a tree, what happens in Canada? It's like, our flag's on the ground, eh? Someone get the rake.
The moment's gone, Adam. No. Stop.
Okay.
All right, back to complex.
Damn, okay.
All right. So tonight I was on Facebook, and a friend of mine on Facebook, Gary, I can't even pronounce his last name. I'm sorry, Gary. Boyarski,
yes.
Right now he has, because it's Halloween and he's got kind of it's a horror style comic, but that's not scary. And it's called Jack Grimm, the Harbinger of Death. And right now he's got issues 1 through 5 for free. You can just go and read them on the website. So I just wanted to plug that, and it's jackgrimm.thecomicseries.com.
Ooh, nice.
I think I have issues 1 through 4. I picked them up last year when he released issue number 4.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a black and white series.
Yeah, it was.
And I think I've read issues 1 and 2. I don't think I've read all of them. But now I'll segue. Speaking of black and white series is...
The Walking Dead.
Not The Walking Dead. Awesome. No, you just have Thank to. You. I have to reach for something.
Trying to think. What's another black and white comic book? Remember Batman Black and White?
Yeah.
Yep. And then there's. I have any?
What is
it? You're wrong.
No. Something about.
That's not a slab comic.
That's not
and
a slab
the back
comic.
Corner's bent. You should fix that.
Shh, you'll. Somebody might be insulted.
Oh, 6.0.
I was reading the
solid 4.
Black Hole Hunters Club from Ricky Lima and Shane Heron. Who
different black hole, Adam.
Different black hole porn segment segue.
Actually, that's all. The majority of porn comics are in black and white
because nobody's going to color them.
Someone be like,
that's the coloring is for the childish males reading them.
They're saying that this is my life. What color's the tip?
Now let's be honest here and just say that they can't afford to get somebody to color that's those true. Comics.
That is probably the truth, yeah.
Oh, man. Tell me about your comic.
Sorry, Dan. Apologize again.
Is there something wrong tonight? Like, what? Is it a full moon? What is going on?
We're having lots of fun.
Black Hole Hunters Club from Ricky Lima and Shane Heron. And this is about some aliens who are fighting, not fighting, they're doing bounty hunting as the black hole. Actually, no, there's no bounty hunting in the title. I thought this had something to do with bounty hunting in the title. No, Black Hole Hunters Club. Anyways, I have 2 copies of it because I support everything that Shane does. I do, but also everything that Ricky does, and a lot of his things will be like, for $40, you get the new book plus 3 of his old books. And I'll be like, that's the price point I can afford.
I kind of like doing that too, because, I mean, it really, you actually get more of what
the guy's
done.
Did Adam find
the
one porn spot?
No.
Because
this mega thing's like, Dad hates me.
there's like one weird alien with some big boobs, yeah, and I'm sure that. Adam will find that.
Oh, this guy looks like Cyclops.
Anyways, you were saying, Chris. Chris is like, I don't remember.
I don't remember what I was saying.
This lady is clearly on a pole dancing.
Nice. Speaking of Cyclops.
Speaking of pole dancing.
Yes. We'll skip the pole dancing. Speaking of Cyclops, what issue of DC Comics just came out where they had the X-Men and the Avengers in it? They were obviously wearing slightly different kinds of costumes, yeah. But it was Flash Forward, which is basically Wally West. They're trying to bring him back again and bring him back into continuity, and they actually had like Cyclops and Jean Grey, and they had slightly different names, obviously, and they were just like, it was pretty blatant ripoff.
Was it making fun of them, or is it just like these are...
It was... No, because he's, like, supposed to be able to connect different worlds and stuff.
Basically,
he's connecting to a Marvel world without getting sued.
Yes. It's Marvel-ish.
Yes. I kind of like the days when Marvel and DC used to, like, be okay with each other and do spin-offs, and so I've got some cool books like Daredevil and Batman, and
it's both of them going like, hey, you close to bankruptcy? Yeah, me too. Do you want to do some books together?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I got $50 left in the bank. I can't afford the next Spider-Man book, so why don't we get together and we'll make the craziest book ever, and we'll have like Thanos and Darkseid get together and do a book. We're going to charge $8 for it. It'll be awesome.
There's a pile of X-Patrols somewhere.
I have that Thanos Darkseid book, but I've never read it.
Yeah, I got it too.
Is it called like The Hunger or something? Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah. I got it out of a dollar bin, I won't lie. So I don't feel too bad about not having read my dollar bin stuff, but
nice.
I didn't get it out of a dollar bin, but I got it in like a lot of comics when I bought like 3 long boxes, and it was just in there. It's like, okay, cool. So yeah,
score on the 3 long boxes.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as it wasn't full of like.
It was.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, it was. It was a lot of Image stuff from the early 90s.
Yeah.
And just like the random things like Jaguar by Glenn Danzig.
Oh, wait, which do you have some of those?
I don't know. I think I got rid of them all.
I'm missing a couple. I need them.
I probably
missing, like, 3 issues.
You know what I hate is when you've got comics that are just literally garbage, but you can't do anything with them because you don't want to throw them out because it's comics still.
I've thrown comics out. I've recycled them.
But does it not hurt you?
I don't care. It's just paper.
It's not just paper. That's tomorrow's hot comic you just threw out.
If he keeps throwing them out, mine are going to be worth more.
I have. It's true. I have a bin full of Marvel previews.
Okay.
Like literally over 100 of them, like every single one. And I'm like, do I throw these out?
Yeah.
Someone might want them.
Here's the thing.
No, but there might be a first appearance in there, right?
Yeah, I was just going to say, all of a sudden that crap is now first appearance stuff. Oh, my God.
I was scrolling through my Instagram a few minutes ago, and there was a post from Paradise Comics in Toronto just showing a random like comic. And I was looking at that, and I was like, man, I remember that comic was hot like 3 years ago. Like people were hyping it up as some first appearance, like the first appearance of so-and-so in this costume. And now it's like $5 again because whatever they were hyping it up for, the movie didn't happen.
Didn't follow.
And
through.
So now nobody cares. Well, nobody cares.
Did you see that Cosmic Ghost Rider number 6 is the first appearance of Canadian Spider-Man?
Canadian Spider-Man.
It's all about the Spider-Man, eh?
Wait, too bad we already did that joke to death.
I know. Yeah, we did.
But
what kind of costume does he have?
It's a terrible costume.
Okay.
It's basically just like a sweatshirt with the hoodie and like
Scarlet
the
Spider then?
No, more like Spider-Man before he actually makes a cool costume.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. And he like has like running shoes that aren't tied up and he's a pretty special. And no, seriously, he does talk like that.
So he's ready for straight.
Oh yeah, he's all about it. I mean, and that's how they write it too.
He's like, all about it.
It's like, I mean, if it's fun for us to joke because we're Canadian, right? Yeah. It's not so cool when an American guy's like, ooh, all about it.
We should do a comic about an American superhero
from Florida.
Oh, that hates everyone. Florida
Man. How is Florida Man not a comic book yet?
I guarantee.
Aishay Han, Florida Man. Florida Man. Come on.
You know you want to.
Florida Man.
Yeah.
Speaking, here's the segue, which is because none of us came prepared to talk about anything today. So
I was prepared.
You're the only one who brought a small box with
you. I was thinking to myself, I was like, it's me, Adam, and Chris. And the first time we were in the studio together, or maybe the second time, Chris brought all of his comics that were valuable. And I remember just being like, that was cool. I should do that. And so, but I did the Dan Collins version, which is I grabbed a box of slabs that I don't know what's in it and thought, let's just see what's in this box. So nice. I brought a box of comics.
Show and tell.
Now, one comic that's topical to what we're talking about, because I just happen to know what that it's in here, is that I have Amazing Spider-Man number 4, the first appearance of Silk. 9.8. So speaking of Spider-Man first appearances.
There you go.
Now, Silk was heating up again, though. Like, I remember, I think I paid like $60 for this. For a 9.8, and I think it's getting, honestly, like it's picking up.
Like $60 for a 9.8. I mean, basically that guy got his cost.
Stop peeking in the box, Adam.
I was just looking at these, but why are those boxes so big? But those are magazines, right?
Some of them are. We'll get to those later.
You know, like he barely
like
made his money back.
$50 for the
Okay,
now we got a segue. We're burning through these so fast. Here, look at this baby. This is Fugitoid number 1 from Mirage Studios, 1985. The Ninja Turtles crossover, Fugitoid. It's a 4.5. Garbage. I paid $1 plus shipping for that.
No.
Oh, so that I paid like $30 tops.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was an auction that ended at $1.
Why does it look like the price is written in marker by a child?
Because it is. Like, that's why it's a 4.5. Somebody slabbed a comic with a sticker with writing on the sticker.
If you look in the upper left-hand side, it looks like it's textured, but no, that's just the crinkle of the comic.
Like, wow. Who thought that this was going to be something worth getting slabbed?
I'm surprised that's a 4.5 just with what's going on up there.
They probably gave up. They were just like,
They stopped at the pen. The pen written $1.50.
They started at 9.8, and when they hit 5, they're like, one more, and we'll just drop it to a 4.5.
Well, like the pen, like I have a bunch of Zap comics. Like I have Zap number 0, which it totally looks like that, but
it looks like somebody set it on the floor and on top of Lego and stepped on it.
You know what?
I'm sorry, Dan.
I know what happened.
I paid $1 plus shipping. I'm not. You know?
Somebody was getting their CGC, their comics graded, and this accidentally was in the bottom of the pile. So
they were using it in the bottom of the box as packaging.
Liner.
Yes.
Oh, you didn't want that graded? Oh, so sorry.
I like these guys' guns. They're like triangles.
I wonder if somebody, because kind of like in the late 80s, early 90s, these black and white comics, it kind of exploded for them.
I don't know where you want these.
Everybody thought that they were going to be gold.
I just realized.
Even if it was crap.
I had that figure as a kid because he was.
Yeah,
he was in the Ninja Turtles. Was he in the cartoon as well?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Now I also have some like better Ninja Turtles. Ninja Turtles number 4. It's an 8.0.
First print.
Now, careful. Yep. The slab is a little that one needs to be slabbed. I got a great deal on a couple of Turtles ones because. If you look at the back, the slab's cracked.
Oh, yeah, that is.
Yeah, so like the inner well is still.
It's taped, see?
Why would you do. Like, what makes you think that it's okay to do that to my comic book?
I was just poking it because I heard.
I just said, be careful, it's broken.
I didn't stick it in my mouth, leave me alone.
You didn't stick it in your mouth.
Oh.
You're one up on Sam.
We're going back in history now.
So that one's, first print 8.0.
I didn't know that they were that big.
First 4 issues
were
like magazine size.
Yeah, and then they went down to normal size.
Hmm.
And then I also have issue number 3.
Ooh.
As a 7.5, but it's signed and sketched by Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
All of these, I have never slabbed anything myself. Everything I've bought has just been from eBay.
Okay.
Just because, like, I don't want to be the guy that gets back a 4.5. like the poor Fugitoid guy.
Yeah.
Would that really matter? Well, if you're looking to resell it.
Yeah, but
it,
like, I mean, then... the thing is, like, just even for your collection, you would like to have a better one than a 4.5.
I wouldn't care, personally.
You wouldn't care.
No, I would send in, like, generate. No, I'm trying to remember what the name of the comp book is. Gen Nex or something stupid, but like the first appearance of Sugar Man. I would send that in.
Sugar Man?
From the Marvel? You know Sugar Man, right?
No.
Sugar Man!
Not that Sugar Man. Not that. Yeah, that movie was In Search of Sugar Man. He's like, he grows different size, but he's basically like a big head with four arms and.
Oh, okay.
He's from Age of Apocalypse and he jumped into Nate's boot to come into,
Now, if you want to hear a Ninja Turtles slab story and comic story, when I was starting to collect slabs and I was like looking through them on eBay, looking through listings, just like auctions ending, and I saw a Ninja Turtles comic and I went, why the bleep have I not been collecting Ninja Turtles comics? Because I'm a big fan of the franchise, love all the movies, I watched all the TV shows, owned all the TV shows, but never bought a Ninja Turtles comic until I saw one on eBay and just went, what am I doing? Like, why have I not been doing this? Because this is literally where it started. Why am I collecting everything else?
Yeah.
And so I bought that one. That one was issue number, I think, 6 or 7 as a 9.8, but I didn't bring that. It doesn't look like it's in the box, so maybe in another year I'll do a surprise for that one. Those are some of, like, those are pretty cool comics, I think. Yeah. Like, not bad, not bad. Now we're just getting into some weird ones. Jonah Hex number 31, signed by Jimmy Palmiotti.
Okay. I mean,
9.8.
Personally, I love Jonah Hex.
Yeah, I really like Jonah Hex too. This is a weird flex, as the kids say nowadays. I currently have the highest CGC thing for that series of Jonah Hex.
For like multiple issues?
No, just for that one issue, because nobody else has registered a set for it. So I have I have certificates from 2 years in a row for having the best Jonah Hex set, which I think is hilarious because I only have one comic.
They ship you a certificate?
Ask them to.
Okay.
How did this book get a 9.8?
Stop ragging on my books.
I'm not. I'm more.
I looked at.
I'm
it,
more
like,
curious
oh.
about CGC.
It's because the cover's like it's off-center with.
If it's a manufacturing defect, like the cover being off-centered, it's not included. It's not counted as a defect.
How do they know though?
Because they can tell. Like, okay. You don't look at a cover and go, oh, somebody cut that with a knife.
I was going to say, I feel like a 7-year-old would be like, this is all uneven. Let me get Dad's X-Acto knife and just start.
The kids did do that because, like, I don't know if you have comics from, like, the 70s and 80s, but they were really bad because the machines weren't all that great. And so they made a terrible job at, like, folding the covers.
So here's a CGC set that I don't have the number one of, that I'm a fan of. I know that the tapes come up on that one, and it's Final Crisis.
Oh.
I really enjoy the Final Crisis, and so I have Final Crisis number one and Final Crisis sketchbook, both signed by J.G. Jones on the same day. So these are from the same batch that he signed, which is kind of funny because I bought them separately.
Oh, wow.
From two different sellers. But they're both signed on September 1st. Nope, I'm way off. June 1st,
wow.
2008. So those ones are cool. You can look at those. I suppose since the Sharpie is the same color, that would be an indication maybe they're signed at the same time.
You look at this one, I'll look at this one, and then we can poo-poo on these. All
right. Yeah, tell me what's wrong with those ones,
a-hole. This one
A-hole.
Has the exact same issue as the last. No, this is nice. Wonder Woman, look at Batman here.
But see, like, this is nice. Like, the spine is nice and flat on this one. The other one, it was actually, like, rippled.
Those are the last two, kind of questionable books, as in, like, why do you own Final Crisis Slab?
Well, yeah. I've seen some weirder ones on, on eBay, where you're just kind of looking, and again, it'll be like that Jonah Hex book that you've got. It's like randomly number 31, has absolutely no significance in it. There's no first appearance. There's no anything kind of happening, but you know, there you go. There's issue number 76 of like Spider-Man, and it's, you know, not even a good cover. That one's a cool cover, by the way.
Like how long it says two different covers exist.
Yeah, like it's weird because there are two different covers. One by J.G. Jones, and then somebody else did another cover. And I actually like the other covers better than the one I have here.
So what comic was it that had like 50 different covers? Like one per state? Did that, they write like 50?
Yeah, that was the Avengers.
Justice League.
Whatever.
So would it say garbage on that one, like, 50 different covers exist?
I don't know. No, it'd probably say cover A, cover B, cover C.
Oh, because they would...
Why didn't they do cover A, cover B for this?
I don't know.
Okay, now we're going to get to some actually, like, decent comics. Daredevil number 6 from the original series, 6.0, origin and first appearance of Mr. Fear. So if there's ever a Mr. Fear in the movies, boom, I've got it made.
Dan is cashing in, but he will never sell anything.
I will never sell.
I'm excited to look at that because I don't know who that is. Is that the guy with the gun?
I don't know.
I would assume. Yeah, I guess because you can't open it.
I'm going to call this guy Vault Man.
I've read...
Vault Man because he's carrying a safe around.
I have read this one, not this copy, but like I had the Marvel Unlimited service for a while, and so I read early Daredevil issues on that. So that one's cool, isn't it?
That's current.
It's very
Daredevil
cool,
number 6.
Because it's the original Daredevil costume, too. The yellow
yeah, it's
one.
The yellow. Yeah, I went specifically looking when Daredevil, like... made it big with the Netflix thing. You know, I was all in. I loved that first Netflix season. And I was like, I really want a yellow costume Daredevil. So I waited and finally found one that was a decent price.
Yeah, that's pretty slick.
And
like
got that one.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Now, let's see.
Oh.
Spider-Woman number 1, 9.6.
How many issues?
How many copies of that? I have probably 7 or 8.
Do you have
including this one
that's better than a 9.6?
Probably not.
Okay,
they're all pretty high grade. But
is this the Spider Woman that is a mutant spider?
I don't know what.
Okay, because that was her.
That's the new Spider Woman.
Is that the newer one or the
yeah?
I can't keep up with all that.
Because that was going to be Wolverine originally, right? Where he was literally a Wolverine that they mutated into a human.
Yeah.
And then they when Spider-Woman, when that didn't go over, they were like, let's not do that with that character.
Yeah.
And to go with that one, I have Marvel Spotlight number 32, 9.0.
That's her first
appearance.
I was going to say, the Frank Cho cover of her, but no.
No.
No, I'm stopping. It's okay. Her hair isn't out.
Oh, because they redesigned the costume. They redesigned everything.
Yeah.
The origin,
good.
Everything. Yeah, that one's kind of a...
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know why they put white on a cover. Like, I mean, it's sharp from a distance, but when it ages, like I've got, you know, like our Amazing Spider-Man number 300 with the big, you know, white splash on it. Yeah, you can see all of the black lettering on the ad in behind.
Yeah. Yeah, it bleeds through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
McFarlane and Liefeld did that a lot, where they just had white backgrounds.
Yeah.
In the 90s. I think that's probably laziness.
Yeah, and the big problem with the white covers is they get dirty so easy. Like, I mean, if you think about it, so they go from the printing press off, somebody's going to pick and pack and move them.
And they're stacked, so the ink is already, like, rubbing.
Yeah, and so they're all... It's like a black cover. They're already like crap before you even pick up your crap copy at the comic book shop. And the guy's like, I'm sorry, UPS kicked it down the road like Ace Ventura. And it looks like a car ran over it. But
The Butterscotch comics that Martin wants, I'm going to get to him. They have white covers. And it just looks like newsprint touched them at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of crap. Comics in crappy condition. This one's not a crap comic. Tales of Suspense 59. It's a 2.5. This was the first slab I ever bought. I actually bought it on Christmas Day, 2000. And it was either 2015 or 16. I can't remember which. You know, after Christmas is over, everybody's kids are playing with their toys, and I'm on my phone on eBay buying slabbed comics. And this was the first one. It's the first solo Captain America story since the 50s. Like, he had his Silver Age resurgence. So that one, it's not the most beautiful. It's got the spine is really wrapped. And
nice fold right here.
Yeah, there's a fold, but like, it's only beautiful. A 2.5.
Think of where this comic has been over time. Whose pocket was in? Whose basement box it was in?
Well, and you know what? I think when you find a comic like this, and you know, it's got like the dings and dents, and the corners are bunk. This was owned by a kid who read that book.
It was loved
and loved that book. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. And then somebody
came along and threw it in a piece of plastic.
I was just going to say, I own slabs, but I'm not a super fan of them. Like, I mean, they're great for displaying. They look amazing. But you just took that book, and now nobody will ever read it again.
Yeah. It's like buying a book from a library, and in the back, they still have the little card.
The card.
Yeah, and then you can see when it was taken, the person's like signature initials, and you can wonder, it's like, oh, I wonder if they enjoyed this.
Yeah.
But the thing is that you can read all these comics digitally now. Yeah. So I'm not taking anything away from anybody.
I think my favorite thing about this one is just the stain on the top of it.
It's not a beautiful book.
No,
it's not one where they're like 2.5, but presents better. This is a 2.5.
Yeah.
It presents like a 2.5.
You know,
I don't know. The cover is fantastic.
You know what everyone here should do, including Martin and Chris? We should all buy a 0.5 comic. CGC.
We tried.
Did you try?
That's another show, man. Like, listen?
I listen. I thought that it might have been. But yeah.
There was one time, Green Lantern.
You could buy the worst one.
Not the worst one, but I think it was Green Lantern 76, the first Neil Adams story on Green Lantern, when it becomes the hard-traveling heroes. Somebody put one up, and I was bidding on it, because it was like $20, $30. And I was like, you know what? That's an iconic comic, and I will take a 0.5 just to have in my collection for like $50.
Yeah.
And then the bidding got up to like $150, and I was like, it's a 0.5. People are bidding on it. And then Martin was like, it's a thing, man. Like, people have whole collections of 0.5 comics.
That's great.
It's ridiculous. I don't get it. I still need that comic.
That's like taking your comic out to the driveway, doing a burnout on it, packaging, you're picking up the pieces and sending it into CGC and saying, what can you do for me?
Now I just want a comic with a bullet hole in it from CGC.
A Punisher comic.
It'll be like not complete.
Was that, well,
I don't know. It depends how big the hole is.
No,
there was a Ferret comic. I believe it was Ferret. And it literally had a bullet hole through the middle of the book.
Yeah.
And every page had like something to do around that. But literally, like, the front cover was a torso with a bullet hole through it, and it went all the way through the book.
In the grading book that I brought in last week, it shows like this one's missing the entire cover, like or half the cover, 2.5. I'm like, how is I will send you a picture of it. It's ridiculous.
If it's missing the cover, it can't be anything more than a 0.5.
It was higher than a 0.5.
I thought that was like an NG or something. Like, it was whatever they call it. This makes it not complete.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take a picture and I'll post it.
I have one more slab, and then I have one more other comic.
Okay.
And this one, like, the thing is, now I've changed my mindset, because I used to be like, okay, slabs, whatever. Buy a slab, whatever. But now, if I buy a slab, usually I want to get an autographed comic. Like, if I'm going to get a slab, I want it to be a verified autograph of somebody that I probably am not going to actually meet. Especially because I don't like waiting in lines. I'm not like, you know, Sam spends hours at conventions in lines. That's not me. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. So I'll just buy something. Somebody else got slabbed with an autograph. And this one is Uncanny X-Men 257. The first appearance of Jubilee in costume. And
I know it's a thing.
It is a thing. I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense if, like, this would be maybe like her first appearance as Jubilee in the X-Men.
Count.
It's right here, boyo. It's right here.
That's just looking.
Anyways,
that's looking for more bullet points to stick on comics.
Signed by Jim Lee.
Oh, Jim Lee. There you go.
Oh, I used to have this one when I was little.
Yeah, I have like 4 copies of that one as well.
It did not look this good.
Again, they're made to be red, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing. It's a 9.6 in the...
It's weird that this is Jim Lee, because I hate the art on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I just don't like the way... It's Wolverine, right? I don't like the way he looks. I remember reading it, not liking the way the entire comic book looked. But I love the cover, except for Wolverine's face, because he's like, duh, what's happening?
Well, that's because she stabbed him in the head with her little side blades, right?
Mm-hmm. And who is that? Is that Psylocke?
Psylocke.
Yeah, okay, yeah, Psylocke.
With a Wolverine Strife-style helmet?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess she must... Well, I think she was a bad guy at one time, or a villain, I guess, at one time.
Was she? Well, everyone's a good guy and a bad guy.
You have to start off as a bad guy before
Apocalypse
you can become
Apocalypse is
a
good guy now. Good guy.
Oh, he's just hanging out in the bushes while everyone's partying.
Like, I don't know. That's, man, they sure can
I read the,
wreck a good villain.
I read the X-Men number one, and I was like, this is boring. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Like, the House of X and Powers of X was good, but the number one X-Men, not a big fan of.
Staying away from it. There's way too much X-Men going on. It's actually, like, annoying me. Like, I saw that Martin, or what Chris posted, that they're doing giant-size X-Men. Like, so now they've got all of the miniseries that are happening. They've got the regular series. They've got another X-Men series. And now they've got, like, giant-size X-Men coming out. Aside from slapping them on every single cover that they can possibly. Mm-hmm. I'm so tired of the X-Men.
Yeah.
It makes me sad when they just, like, oversaturate. It almost makes you wonder if Marvel's going to put out an X-Men movie next year.
I hope not. But at the same time, I do.
I don't know. Who's going to be Wolverine?
Danny DeVito.
I'm so not on board with that. I don't know. I can't do that.
That's the only reboot that makes sense.
It's true.
Yeah. So that's one, I think, of my three boxes of slabs. I think I have three. I may have four. I know I have one box that's all Captain Canuck ones. I don't think I'll bring that one in because it's not as much fun variety to talk about. But
maybe I'll bring in a box of comics one day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they going to be valuable?
Oh,
no. Are they going to be?
Oh no!
No. Well, no. I have a bunch of valuable ones. There's some like a
dirty comics.
Dirty comics. No, I do have valuable ones. Just I just don't care about them, so they're there.
I actually have my other box that I was like thinking about bringing in. I have like way better comics, maybe, or at least a few better comics. And I was like, whatever. These ones are more fun to talk about.
And that's why you buy comics, because they're fun.
Because they're fun. And speaking of fun, that's all the fun that we're gonna have this week. So tune in next week. You can catch us on Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, and then again next week. So
don't forget to like us on Facebook.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook. And you know what? You can keep the conversation going on Facebook.
It's true.
When we post a show on Facebook, if you got to us from the Facebook link, just go back and say, hey, man, hey.
It's all about the comics.
The Hey Kids Comics Radio Show broadcast through the facilities of Trent Radio on 92.7 CFFF FM in Peterborough, Ontario, and available as a downloadable podcast at www.heykidscomics.ca and at www.firstcomicsnews.com. Promotional consideration for the show was provided by no one. Are you kidding me? We couldn't get advertisers if we tried. Wardrobe for our hosts was provided by Joe Nerds in Whitby, Ontario. They don't know that fact, but that is where we get 90% of our clothes from. No animals were harmed in the making of this radio show. Marty tried, but allergies won't let him get too close to Sam's cats. The views and opinions expressed by Sam are solely his own and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the rest of the hosts, as we all like The Walking Dead TV show. The Hey Kids Comics Radio Show is a Quinn Martin production and copyright Hey Kids Comico. Rebroadcasting in part or in whole of this show is forbidden, but really, who would want to anyway?